All right, guys, coming up next to the stage, Chicago stand-up comedian, wonderful, funny person, Brandon Kirkman.
All right, so as a comedian, what's authentic in life, especially with comedy, is very important to me. Like, I always try to think back to two things. What's one of the most authentically funny things I can remember happening in my life in that moment, and who's one of the most authentically funny people I've met? Going back to one of the most authentic funny things I can think about, it's a very vivid memory. I was about 12 or 13, and I was in a Borders looking around at books, and I was walking by one of the self-help sections, and I missaw the title of Rich Dad, Poor Dad as Rich Dad, Poop Dad. And I laughed so hard that I'm pretty sure everybody in that Borders thought I had a mental disorder. Looking back now, who's to say they were wrong? But I always go back to this, and I say to myself, other experiences in my life, well, I enjoy them as much as this authentically funny one. Like when I have children, will the miracle of childbirth be as good as Rich Dad, Poop Dad? And I think to myself, I know myself too well, it might not be, and that's going to be really sad. And then when you get older, you don't enjoy things as much in life or find things as funny. You become more jaded, and you need a little magic in the world. And I was having a horrible experience at work a few nights ago, and I remember driving home just feeling like, ugh, fuck this world. And I got behind a car, and I misread the bumper sticker. It said, I love my boxer. And it looked at just the right distance. I love Mr. Boner. With a picture of a boxer. And that magic entered my life again. So guys, don't stop believing in your brain not working good. But going to authentically funny people, it's interesting. Most people, they would go for an idol in their own profession. I'm a comedian, and you think it would be another comedian or an improviser. It's actually my college art professor named Benjamin Stone. There's one thing you take from this set, Google Benjamin Stone, because there's just so much crazy shit on him. But it happens so much in life because with people, they'll go into the profession they weren't supposed to, and they'll find they were way better at something else. Kurt Vonnegut, one of my favorite writers of all time, was a chemist before he became an amazing writer. Adolf Hitler was an artist. Didn't go so hot. It would have been nice if that one actually worked out. So I'm just saying that's more of a swap on that one. And then Jesus Christ was a carpenter before he became a really good Jesus. I have to say, number one Jesus, definitely Jesus. But going to examples of why I think Benjamin Stone's one of the most authentically funny people I met in life is there's three good stories I have about him. The first one was the first art critique I ever had with him was one of my favorite things that happened. One of the students put up a painting, and it was so awful. It looked like she found a way to find, like, menstrual blood and vomit and combine it, but where you know both of the colors are there and you could smell it at a distance. So that part was amazing. But everybody, this was their first art critique for the most part, mine as well. And we didn't know what to say. We were so meek. We didn't want to be mean. And finally, it got to Benjamin Stone. He just crossed his arms and go like, I don't like this. It's terrible, and it makes me feel bad. The look on her face, if you could make that into a drug, would wipe out the modern world within a year. There's no type of drug we made that's good. The second story is that he's a big Chicagoan, and when Harry Carey passed away, like, around 98, most people would have their own kind of, like, effigies they would do or kind of honor of how they would, you know, give a tribute to him. He decided he wanted to build a giant ghost balloon of Harry Carey. Weird enough already, right? And then he decided, well, maybe I should just fly around and take a nice video. He's like, no, let's fly this over a Cubs game! He decided to do that, run around, and Cubs fan will beat up anybody for almost any reason if you get them drunk enough. So he's already in danger. This became such a great thing that people started cheering for this balloon, and they had to interview him after the show. So if you want to see a really great clip, just Google Benjamin Stone, Ghost of Harry Carey, and you can see a crazy interview with him of just talking about, like, yeah, I just thought it'd be good to make a ghost balloon of Harry Carey after he passed away. That was his artist statement for it. The final story I want to give about him is that he was married by a robot. That's not like a hyperbolic thing or like a funny ha-ha story. That he was married by a robot. He went to the government to see if he could get an animatronic robot with his recordings of doing the vows after he became like a minister to give that, you know, the online thing you can do. And they said, sure, which is funny to me because, like, this was in the early 2000s, so you could still go to them like, hey, is it alright if I get married by a robot? They're like, yeah, sure. Is it alright if I have two men marry each other? No! You can't do that! That's ridiculous! So I'm glad some change has been going on for that. But I think back to that robot, and it's such an impressive thing. But what's even more impressive is that we're all trying to be authentic. We're all trying to be as good as our idols. And I think, will I ever be as funny or as good as Benjamin Stone? I'm like, am I an authentic person? When I think about what's authentic to me, that's Googling a Pokemon adult wristwatch into eBay. And then saying I typed adult into that and being like, no, that's not good. For him, I'm trying to be as good as the animatronic robot he built. Because he had it do stand-up for an art installation, and I'm pretty sure it was more funny than it'll ever be. So I'm pretty fucked. Hopefully you guys can find a better thing that you can be more authentic with in life. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Brandon, may we all be lucky enough to be married by robots one day. Or, you know, maybe you marry a robot. I don't know. I'm not here to judge, guys. All I'm saying is robots are great. So we have one more speaker, and then we're going to take a short break. Hi, yeah, that's true. That's a true statement.